welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts with Farm Bureau. A Caldwell County farmer being honored for his partnership with the University of Kentucky. Small grain specialist Bill Bruning presented the Wheat Science Award to Trevor Gilkey during the winter wheat meeting January 4th in Hopkinsville. Bruning says Gilkey has been a research partner with the College of Agriculture for a number of years.
They've been involved in soil physics research, and as it sounds, it can be very complex and complicated, and definitely not routine. So this type of research has been involved with Trevor Gilkey on a large scale basis, and Trevor has collaborated with Dr. Wendreth on these projects. It has resulted in improved management practices for irrigation as well as nitrogen use in wheat production, and this data was published in international journals, which has been referred and utilized on a world basis as well.
He says partners like Gilkey allow researchers to provide better information to farmers across the state and nation.
People like Trevor, who host and work with UK researchers, allow us to do so much more than we would ever be able to accomplish had we just been limited to working on university farms, where and many times we're just mimicking what's really occurring in a farmer's field. So, our goal is to ultimately to help the growers and the environment and just productivity, you know, over the long term.
We'll have more in a moment.
What's your favorite thing to see in Kentucky? The answer is different for everybody. But whatever you do, don't let the last thing you see be your phone. Join Kentucky Farm Bureau in getting the word out about the risks of distracted driving. Encourage others to drive distraction-free and pledge to do so yourself. A message brought to you by Kentucky Farm Bureau. KFB loves KY.
Gilkey says he's glad to be a partner with the University of Kentucky, adding it's been beneficial for his farming operation as well.
I really didn't do anything. I just supplied them the opportunity, I guess, on a little larger scale maybe than just plots. Sure. So it worked out good, but I've always learned with them, and the way a lot of times it works out, I may have a question, something that doesn't pertain to wheat, and they'll get me an answer on that too. Whatever kind of, they're always willing to help, I'll give them that.
Gilkey and his family farm more than 7,000 acres in Princeton and Caldwell County.
We raise corn, soybeans, wheat, and tobacco, and cattle, basically like everybody else, just raid a little bit of all of it to make all of it work.
And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.